Shane, 2-1 tonight against Derry City. It could have been so many other scores.
I think so, yeah. I think don't think anybody would have had any arguments if it was 4-4, to be honest with you. Yeah, look, we created so many chances tonight, and, you know, combination of some fantastic last-ditch defending by Derry and, you know, a lack of clinicalness from ourselves stopped us racking up a couple of goals. Look, on the flip side, Lee Grace has cleared the ball off the line there, and another one of the Derry boys has hit the post with another good chance. So, you know, you could argue that they certainly could have scored a couple more goals as well, but... you know, there was so much good about our performance tonight, but, you know, too often I've said that when we've had nothing to show for it.
You hit the ground running in 3 minutes, it looked.
Yeah, I don't know. Look, I have to see it back. To be honest, it appears that they have made the correct call. I've spoken to Mark, and it's clipped Mark on the ankle. I think Gary's shot was goal-bound anyway, and Mark just couldn't, you know, jump out of the way of the ball as it was coming through, and it's been blown for offside based on that. You know, you think you're 1-0 up, and... within 5 minutes you're 2-0 down instead of being the 1-0 up that you thought you were, and that was gut wrenching. But like, I'll be honest, at that stage I thought it was going to be 5 or 6, and I was getting out of here, and what a turnaround. I mean, they absolutely, you know, they gave such a fantastic performance from there on. It's just, we're creating a serious mountain for ourselves to climb kind of on a weekly basis at the moment, and we have to cut that out.
You've got 1-1 from the last 4.
Yeah, look, we were on a really, really good run until the last couple of games. It's been a bad, you know, a bad few games heading into the break for us. The only thing I'd say about it is, you know, it would have been altogether a worse situation if we hadn't have responded tonight, and if we had gone in on the back of you know, just rolling over and dying and conceding 4 or 5. They've responded brilliantly. There's only so many positives you can take when you're going away with 0 points, but... like, right, the league table might show us sitting at the bottom, but we're absolutely within touching distance, as in we're 3 to 4 points been out of relegation zone, we're 5 to 6 points away from being mid-table. You know, you could be sitting third from bottom, and you could be 5 points away from catching the team ahead of you, so you could be 5 points away from getting out of relegation zone. I firmly believe that we have a really good squad of players. I don't think our points tally is in line with the performances that we've given in the first half of the season. That said, we're making too many lapses of concentration, but, you know, you could get to this stage of the season and write off our chances of staying up. That couldn't be further from the case. We needed 10% improvement at both ends of the field. If we could improve things by 10% at both ends of the field, we're absolutely good enough to be a mid-table side, but we have to find that improvement.
How will you spend this mid-season break?
How will you spend a mid-season break? Look, you look at everything. When you're not winning games, you're looking at absolutely everything. You're looking at your training sessions. You're looking at your warm-ups. Like, the fact that we're getting off to slow start, we're analysing our warm-up in there just before I came out here. Do we need to tweak that? You're looking at everything. You know, as I say, we need to find a way of finding that extra 10%, and as a management team, that's the conversations that we're going to be having over the next while, is where do we get that 10% improvement from?